Ryan, you were coming in with a lot of momentum from Sunday night. Three guys looking for the save, huh?
Yeah, I was kind of pretty much itching to get in there, man. I wanted to. It's been 4 or 5 days since I got in there and in a save opportunity, and you know, in that atmosphere with the Cubs cards, it's that's exciting.
Ryan, I know you talked about it earlier at the press conference, but now you're in uniform. You're mm-hmm. out here on the field. This is what you talked about, what you kind of dreamed of mm-hmm. being a part of this. Now, is it surreal?
Yeah, definitely. This is like more than I expected, you know, with all the fans out here hauling at me and everything, man. It feels great. It's a great feeling altogether.
How about you and Yadi? I mean, have you guys had a private moment yet to talk about, like, man, this is it. This is what we wanted to be.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking out in the outfield earlier. I was like, yeah, this is pretty great. He's like, oh, man, this is awesome. And we just can't believe how excited both of us are about being here, and it being here in St. Louis makes it that much more exciting.
It's doubly sweet because it's come so late in your career.
Yeah, I mean, better late than never, man. I mean, I honestly never thought I would be an all-star. You know, I just had a good first half, you know, and, you know, things happen. Good things come to people who wait, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I know you'd love to be a part of an opportunity to end that streak with you, possibly closing things out for the National League and ending the losing wave.
That'd be cool, man. That would be cool, but I'll be just as happy if I'm in there in the 6th or 7th or 8th. It doesn't matter to me, man. And even if I don't get a pitch, I'm still not going to be upset.
And how about the home run derby tonight? Your predictions?
What was that guy's number 5? Yeah, that's it. Yeah, hey, my prediction, no doubt.
There's a couple of number 5s out there in the roster.
Well, the big number 5.
When you think about your first half, obviously you've been spectacular. Is there anything significantly different about the way you've approached this season, or things you've done differently?
No, I mean, I've been able to get ahead early with more than just my fastball. You know, I've got 3 or 4 pitches that I feel like I can throw for strikes at any time. And being able to keep hitters off balance, you know, that's been huge.
The national media wants to know, you know, Scott Spezio had a name for all of his facial hair. You got a name for yours?
No, man. They did a thing here in the paper, and they called it like a chinchilla or something like that. But I don't know, man. I just let people call it whatever they want. It doesn't matter. I don't know, but I think it's hitting your microphone right now. No, by September it ought to be at least down to about waist.
It's like a Civil War reenactment.
Yeah, it is. All I need is a new uni.